We're joined now by RTE, former RTE Washington correspondent Carl Coleman and Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway. Larry, where has it gone right for Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's gone spectacularly right for him at one level, but I think it's gone spectacularly wrong for the Democratic Party. And I take Congressman Boyle's comment just now a minute ago that about victory and defeat and all that sort of thing. But I think you have to look at this as a very significant repudiation of the Harris-Waltz ticket. I think, some of it's down to inflation and the cost of living crisis, which I think has affected an awful lot of people. But one of the things I think that needs to be highlighted is Latino votes. I know others have spoken about this. But the switch, the move among the Latino community, the fact is that Democrats have lost them in a big way, and they need to rectify that situation immediately.
Carl Coleman, how significant was that switch?
I think it is a new direction for American politics. I think what it's telling us is that Donald Trump, his messages, his ideas, it was no blip. He's coming back. Whatever we think about it or whatever the implications are for the rest of the world. I suppose if there's any chink of positivity, I suppose, in this is that there won't be multiple lawsuits coming down the tracks over the election. There won't be that sort of division in America that many people were predicting. The Democrats, presumably, if this turns out to be the result, they're probably not going to dispute it. They'll start their soul searching. And America just moves on in a new direction, and we see the House could go to they could increase their majority there. The Senate could go to the Republicans, which means that it will be easier for Donald Trump to do the things that he says he wanted to do. And if we look at them, mass deportation of illegal migrants in the United States, cutting taxes for the wealthy, putting tariffs on goods from foreign countries, and of course that thing of retribution against opponents as well. That's what he believes will make America great again, and it seems that the American people now agree with him.
And where do you think it went wrong for Harris then?
Well, I suppose it's so easy to sit here in hindsight and talk about what went wrong, because the polls were so close to call, that too close to call, that nobody could say what way it was going to go. So I guess her message just didn't resonate with people. Perhaps she didn't have long enough on the campaign trail as a candidate. She's done worse in most places than Joe Biden did. She has started to lose, well, I think the Democratic Party rather than her has started to lose those Latinos, some of those blacks, while they still have the majority. It does appear that those people, that they see themselves as third or fourth generation Americans now. Some of them have been there for decades. So, and they're starting to vote on things like the economy as well. And, house. I remember Sean Whelan doing a Vox Pop here months ago saying, my kid can't even buy a stinking house. And it just kind of stuck with me that's what's worrying people over
Carl
there right
Coleman
now.
And Larry Donnelly. We'll come back to you later in the programme to discuss more of those points.